Hey everyone, this is Elizabeth Marie with Louder Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. On the 13th of April, 2020, while praying, I received a message from the Lord, and I want to share that message with you, and especially for those of you who do not know the Lord Jesus. This is the message that the Lord gave me, was for you. Because the times are getting late. I believe we are living in the last days and that we are seeing prophecy from the Bible being unfolded like never before. And I know a lot of you agree with me that we are seeing things that have never happened on this earth before. And you know, these are what they call in the Bible birth pangs to leading up to the Lord Jesus coming back, because Jesus is coming back and he's coming back soon, and we are going to see an increase in these disasters and these things happening around the earth that don't make any sense. But you know what? They were spoken about in the Bible. They were spoken about through the minor prophets in the Old Testament and also in the book of Revelation. So we are seeing these things happen. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus, this is the time to come to him, to stop sitting on the fence and to take a leap of faith and start praying to the Lord for him to show himself to you, to cry out to him. When you cry out to him with all of your heart, he will hear you. He will hear you. Now, I have a blog, and in that blog, you're going to see a transcript of the message that I received from the Lord Jesus, and below that, you're going to see some scriptures. Please read them. There's only a few of them there, but they're going to really help you to understand more about how to become a believer in Jesus Christ. And then there is a prayer of salvation. So please go ahead and say that prayer. Cry out to the Lord Jesus, and you will see huge changes in your life. Sometimes it happens right away. Sometimes it happens over a period of time. But what the most important thing is that you open your heart up to the Lord Jesus, and he will come in. And then you will have his peace during this time of fear and anxiety and stress and almost terror because of what's going on. A lot of people are living in terror. You know, he's going to come and he's going to bring you the rest and the peace and the renewal and the restoration for your spirit and soul that you need so desperately. Also, when you come to the Lord Jesus, you know he died on the cross for your sins. I know you've heard that over and over again. But what that means is everything that you've done, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter, that he, through his death on the cross, has negated all those sins and that they're all wiped clean. And you can be before God, you can stand in Jesus' righteousness and not your own. And that's so important. Because nobody who has sinned will go to heaven unless he has the righteousness of Jesus on him. And all you have to do is ask for that. It's a free gift, brothers and sisters and dear ones. It's a free gift. All you have to do is receive it. So don't wait any longer. Don't wait any longer. This is the day of your salvation. This is the day to cry out to God, to tell him that you want him in your life, and you can give yourself to him, and you will receive your peace that you are longing for right now with God. Okay, I'm going to go ahead now and read this very short message that I got a couple days ago. And this was from the Lord Jesus. Here's that message. Do you know me? Do you know that I am the Savior of the world? I came to make a way for you to know God our Father. I am the gate, the entrance for you to enter into his presence. Through my death on the cross, I paid the price for your sins. You only need to receive and believe this free gift of salvation to enter into my kingdom. I am here just waiting at the door of your heart, knocking to come in. Do you not hear me there? Open the door and take that leap of faith with me. Put your trust in me and let me show you that I am here for you. You are not alone. Once you accept my work on the cross, you will be born again with my Spirit. I will then release my peace that passes all understanding. While your world is being turned upside down, I will be your rock, your steady, solid rock that you can count and rely on. Come to me today. I am here with open arms. The one true Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. And I will end with this verse, Matthew 11:29-30. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.